Hey guys, welcome to another iTalk Movies. I have Monique Ganderton. We are talking about being a model, being a stuntwoman, being an actress, and of course, X-Men. I'm so excited. Stick around.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's iTalk Movies.
Hello, welcome. It's time to talk movies. I'm joined by Monique Ganderton. Welcome. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for letting me nerd out.
Hey, let's nerd out together. Okay. This is great.
All right, I'm wearing my X-Men shirt.
I love it.
So excited. And we're listening to You're a Big Music Buff. Listening to some friends of yours, yeah?
Well, it's a band that I do like.
Yeah.
They just came through Vancouver last night and I wasn't able to make it to the show, so Eagles of Death Metal. Woo!
Nice. I thought we might as well give them a plug.
Yeah, why not?
All right, let's talk about you. I want to start at the beginning. You were a model. I mean, you're still a model. Gorgeous model.
Aww,
absolutely beautiful.
Thanks.
I'm dying over here. How does one go from modeling to stunts?
Well, I can tell you how I did it.
Yeah.
I think everyone has a different path to everything.
Is it common that people go from models to stunts?
I don't think so.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, it's totally possible.
Yeah.
You know? I was modeling in Toronto. I use it kind of as an excuse to get out of Edmonton, go to Toronto, I'm from Edmonton, just so everyone knows.
That's Canada?
It's in Canada. Oh, yeah.
In the US.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, America. Edmonton's in Alberta. Alberta's beside BC. It's above Michigan.
Okay, thank you.
Anyways, it's a very, you know, it's not a small city, but it's, you know, it's more of a, it's not an entertainment city necessarily.
Yeah.
So I hooked up with a modeling agent and moved to Toronto just to go on an adventure. See what happens.
How did you start modeling?
I was discovered. I was discovered at a mall. No, I was just really, really tall and awkward girl that like was above people at the mall in height. So, you know, modeling agent came up to me and said, "Oh, you should model." And I was like, "Okay, no." But then, you know, after he kind of pursued it a little bit and then said, "Oh, well, I've got this agency in Toronto and then they can rep you and maybe, you know, go to Europe or do some traveling." And I was like, "Oh, that sounds like an interesting plan."
Yeah. How old were you?
I was 16 when I met him, and then did some like local, mm-hmm. you know, Alberta style modeling.
What does that mean?
Which is like when you go in, we had for the longest time the largest mall in the world, West Edmonton Mall. And so I would go to the mall and walk down a runway wearing, you know, not fashion
mall
clothes. Mall clothes.
I got it.
And smile and wave. And so that's where I got my modeling experience.
Okay.
And then, when I moved to Toronto, I had got with a different modeling agency there. And the thing was, and this is, you know, a lot of people say this, like, "Oh, I wasn't small enough and blah, blah, blah." And people look at me and they're like, "You're skinny. What are you talking about?" And I'm like, "I'm telling you, you go, these agencies come from Europe and they measure you with a, you know, measuring tape." And I grew up really athletic. So I have, you know, I've got had more of an athletic body type, still lean, but it would be almost impossible for me to be as small as they would wanted at that time. I think things have changed maybe a bit now, but so at that time, so I was like, well, geez, okay, so I guess I'm not going to go model in Europe, but, you know, I modeled with some really cool designers in Toronto and ended up, you know, our agency would get called for models to work on set to do like a runway show and a TV show or, you know, be like, just do background work, but as a model on shows. So that's where I got to see like filmmaking for the first time. And, you know, I got to see the actor's process and I got to see stunts and, just directors, and it was fascinating to me. And yeah, so I started taking acting classes, and, this is all of stretched over years. It wasn't like I landed and then booked something.
So you landed and booked something.
And booked something. No, that did not happen. It was a very hard process for sure. But to make the story shorter, I ended up booking an acting job that required some action. It was on a TV show called Mutant X.
Yeah.
And Mutants. I was very familiar with that track. Okay. So I booked a acting job on that and was able to, or they, I needed to do a stunt. So they brought a stunt double who's quite a bit shorter than me. And, you know, then they were put me through the paces and put me on the wire and just to see if I like to how much I would be able to do.
Yeah.
And I ended up being able to do quite a bit of it. And so I was asking them about stunts and they were telling me like there's not a lot of tall stunt women and they gave me, you know, lists of places to go train and stuff. And so I kept pursuing that as well as, you know, acting classes and just trying to, I just wanted to work in film. I really like, yeah, it struck a chord with me for sure.
You didn't care what you did. You just wanted to be there.
Well, I was also dead broke. So I was kind of like, like anything, yeah. I'll do anything at this point. You know, obviously the goal would be to do something really meaningful and, you know, but you have to, yeah, it's like the, every actor, most actors and most dumb people have that period of struggle.
Yeah.
And I always said it's kind of like going to university. You can't expect not to have to work at it for like four to eight years, you know, until you become a doctor, you become something, someone, you know, skilled and successful. And same thing with film. It's, you know, you have to, you got to work at it. Yeah. And it might take 4 years for you to start working, you know?
Right. That's a great analogy.
Yeah. Well, that's what I had to keep saying to myself like every day.
But it's so right. And people never think about it.
No.
And that's such a, I'm going to use that now. Thank you. I want to talk about stunts because I'm not a physical person. So stunts are amazing to me. And the things that stunt performers do, it should be appreciated and really isn't appreciated as much as it should be. What was your first big stunt role?
iRobot.
Oh,
thank
wow.
you, Scott Atiyah, again. I texted him the other day. He didn't respond, but I text him all the time and thank him.
He is like, why? Is she still
I know. He's like,
me?
Oh, she's crazy. But that was such an important, meaningful job for me because I had been in Toronto and I just started working. Mm-hmm. And then SARS came and all the movies left Toronto. And it was this big SARS scare. And I mean, I couldn't get a job bartending. Like there was no jobs in tourism. There was no jobs anywhere. And so that was really, really rough. And I kind of hit like I owed my, and luckily my landlord, thank you, BJ, was also, you know, a good friend of mine. And so I was like back 3 months rent and I'm like, I don't know what to do with myself.
Yeah.
And then Scott called me just kind of out of the blue and he said, oh, I'm here, you know, with Bridget Moynihan and we're doing this little movie and, you know, I don't know how much stunts there's going to be on it, but she said that you were a good match for her. I worked with her on The Recruit just for a few days, you know, that was in a newer stunt job for me as well. And I was photo doubling for her and doing like 2 days of stunts or something. And so when he called me, I was like, well, I'll photo double, I'll stand in, like whatever you need, like, you know, even if it's only a couple days of stunts, that's great. Like that's would be amazing. And so he said, okay, well, it's in Vancouver. I'm like, I have family there. I'll be there tomorrow. And I packed up all my stuff and promised BJ I would like send him money as soon as I got some. And I moved to Vancouver. I lived with my aunt, my uncle for a little bit. And I ended up finding out this movie ended up being not 2 days of stunts. It was like 4 months solid of stunt work with amazing people and... it changed my life 100%, like being able to, to do that. So,
wow.
I know. So that's thanks awesome. Bridget for being tall and Scott for just calling me. Like now I'm so much more experienced in the industry and that was a really like bold thing for him to do.
Yeah.
You know, to just call some girl who has hardly any experience across the country, he's never met and say like, sure, I have a job for you.
Right.
That doesn't happen very often.
Are there a lot of actresses that will refer you as a good match for them for doubles?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's where, you know, being a model previously has really come in handy for me because I'm, you know, I've, a lot of the girls I double were models turned actors. Like, so they're tall, they're from that world.
Yeah.
And it's just even just their movement, you know, the way they walk or, you know, just the presence, you know, and so I feel like I've been a pretty good match for a lot of the girls that came from that that world. Like Trisha Helfer, I just worked with yesterday. She's one of my favorites. That's a Canadian supermodel, everybody. She's amazing.
Oh, man, Canadian pride right here.
I just got back it was yesterday. So I've got Canada on my brain.
Yeah. So you also, speaking of TV shows shot in Canada, you were on a slew of these Canadian shot American like sci-fi genre TV shows. You were on The 100 and Smallville and Sleepy Hollow and Tomorrow People and Supernatural. Mm-hmm. Are you a big nerd? Or do you just like all this sci-fi stuff?
Well, I feel, I am a nerd.
Right.
But I wasn't really a sci-fi nerd or a comic nerd until I started working in film. Now, I think it's because I'm tall and I'm a little kooky, so I'm comfortable, you know, acting like a crazy person or like a monster or whatever it is. So I feel like those roles... you know, the mutant or the, I've played a witch a few times.
Yeah.
I just feel really comfortable with that. And maybe it just sort of, I know. So there's like a level of physical performance as well that I bring to it from my stunt background.
Yeah.
So I feel like all those things together kind of puts me in the mutant monster niche.
Yeah.
Which is great. It's like, super fun. And so having worked on those shows, I definitely have an appreciation for that.
Like,
I love, the science sci-fi shows, you know, started making me think about science in a different way.
Right.
And iRobot was like, too, like I read, you know, Isaac Asimov after booking that show. And it just, you go, whoa, like there's brains out there that just kind of like... just go to places, and I love it. So
that's awesome.
So in that way, I've definitely been nerding out on science a lot recently.
Before we talk about X-Men, because I've been holding that in, I want to ask you, so I know that stunt performing is so, it's different than acting and obviously different than modeling. Is there some advice that you would give to someone who wanted to go into stunting?
My view of it is it's performing, right? So I don't necessarily separate them. It's like when someone can sing and dance,
right?
You know, you don't ever question them, like, why are you dancing? You know, it's because
I do. So, I can't dance. I can't sing and I can't dance.
But so I think of it more, you know, if you're an athletic person and you're interested in stunts, acting is a huge part of that. It's a massive part of that. Like there has to be reason for your performance. So there's got to be character. You have to know how to develop character and like read your act, like with know what your actor's speaking about when your actor's like, well, my character would walk like this. And it's like, okay, well, why? Like this is, you know, you have those conversations with them and you try to find out the best way to portray the character seamlessly through their performance. And then when you take over a stunt, there's nothing more jarring than when you see like this great acting performance and then like a stunt person just comes and like falls and just lays there, you know, and you're like, no, you keep acting. So physical acting is a huge thing. It should be seamless and you should have an understanding of the character as a stunt person for sure.
Okay. Well, let's talk about X-Men.
Okay.
So you're in the new X-Men movie. I'm so excited right
Me too. Me too. I love X-Men.
You're playing Death, who is one of the horsemen of the apocalypse. Sorry, if you don't know what that song is, you're ridiculous. It is the X-Men animated series from 1992. So good. So you play Death, one of the horsemen of the apocalypse. What can you tell us? Because your character has not been seen yet in any of the trailers. For those who are not familiar with X-Men, don't know much.
No.
What can you say?
Nothing.
Great. Yeah. Awesome.
I can tell you about my experience on set.
Tell us about your experience on set.
It was awesome. it was such a cool process. And this goes back to stunt people as well, because I always feel like everything's connected. But I had worked with Jeff Haberstad and... Brian Smears before, who are second unit director and stunt coordinator respectively on X-Men, as well as some of the other producers. And so they saw this role and they were like, we think that, you know, we should try to cast someone with some physical experience.
Yeah.
And so I auditioned for it, and yeah, it was just, it was really cool being put forward for that, you know?
Yeah.
And then getting to work on it. Brian, who actually, the very first X-Men in Toronto, I was a photo double for Rebecca before I was ever doing stunts.
Right.
So I got to meet Brian and see his process then, but I was like, you know, brand new. So
what, can you explain a photo double?
Oh yeah. Okay. So a photo double, I mean, my job in Toronto was, because it was so cold outside, they put me in a blue kind of onesie and painted my face blue and put the wig on and put me in the background. So there's the shots, outside with Toad and, Ian McKellen was there.
Yeah.
And I have to see that movie again and sort of go and like put a circle around me in the background. But kind of in any of the BG shots where you just, that background shots, that you don't see Rebecca's face clearly, that would be me standing there.
Oh.
Freezing.
At least you're in a onesie.
Oh, I was so happy. I was like, I'm on X-Men. This is so cool. Like, it was just, yeah.
Do you ever sit and experience. Watch and go, that's me. That's me.
Yeah,
that's
me. I've always joke about it. I want to put together a background reel because I did do it for like 2 years. Just me like, oh, there's me at the grocery store. There's me like as a hostess checking in and Death to Smoochie or... Oh, I was the ladies' man. That was a good one. I was the, when a Playboy bunny who found the baby on the doorstep. Like, I kind of want to put all these together and just...
You should.
I know. They're kind of funny. I was like, that's where I came from.
So then you got to also... You were her stunt double in X3.
I was... Yeah, Rebecca's stunt double in X-Men.
The Last Stand.
X-Men 3, yeah.
The Last Stand.
Which was so fun. So my X-Men history is sort of...
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that was another kind of game-changing... experience, because I got to work with Simon Crane and Wade Eastwood, who are just like, Simon Crane is probably one of the, I use the word crazy, but out of in respect, like,
yeah, it's a positive.
Craziest like stunt man. Like he's done some pretty wild stunts, so it was really cool to work with him, and and just be on that show and getting to do. It was a little bit different process. Because it wasn't Bryan Singer on that. But it was great. I doubled Famke Jensen on that as well. There's a lot of tall girls on there. And Omira. Yeah, crazy.
What's your like favorite thing to do as a stunt performer?
My favorite thing?
Yeah.
I probably like fighting. I like fighting and wire stuff is fun. I mean, not fun, sorry. It can be fun,
right?
But it's always like, it's always uncomfortable, you know, like when people are like, oh my God, that must be so fun. You're like, what kind of fun? Yeah, it is fun because we're making movies and, you know, that's such a cool, you know, outlet for me because I am athletic and, you know, every day is a new, totally different experience. So I like that. But yeah, it's very uncomfortable to be hanging in a wire. Like I wouldn't really say, or being yanked and smashed into a wall, you're like, yeah, it's fun. I don't know. It's fun being there, but it's a different
least,
kind of fun.
What
for
is your
me
least
than
favorite stunt to do? You ever get set on fire? That sounds
I've
like
been
a
set
real,
on fire. Yeah,
really
Sleepy
awful.
Hollow was a full fire burn experience, and that was an interesting one because I was so focused on my dialogue because I had to speak in Greek, ancient Greek. And a lot of it was just this big kind of monologue to a bunch of background. And so I was like, okay, Mo, you cannot screw this up because, you know, there's time crunches on TV shows. They just don't have a lot. They just don't have a lot of time. And there's kids out there. So I was really focused on getting my dialogue right. And then afterwards, they're like, okay, great. So let's do the burn. And I was like, oh yeah. Oh crap. I wasn't even like focusing on that. And doing a full fire burn it's quite the experience because you put a tube, like a little tube in your mouth. You put the full like face mask on, cover yourself with fire gel, put a little tube so you can breathe air until they light you on fire. But as soon as they go, you have to take a huge breath, hold it. So now if you're claustrophobic whatsoever, you're done for.
Yeah.
So you're holding your breath. They light you on fire. So you see the flames up. Just try to stay in your peaceful place, but keep physically acting. And then when they call cut, you have to wait and not breathe until someone comes and takes your mask off, because people panic and they'll breathe in, but there'll be the smoke
right.
will be there. So you can burn your lungs and get yourself into some trouble. So yeah, it's a mentally, it's,
that
you kind of have to just go to like your peaceful place for sure. But it was a great experience. Shauna Duggins coordinated that and she's amazing. So fully trust her and that whole team. But yeah, it was just funny because I was like, oh yeah, I got to do this. I wasn't even like mentally thinking about that. Because of my dialogue.
I'm terrified just hearing about it.
Yeah, I know. It's not for everybody, that's for sure.
Did you get to do any new stunts that you hadn't done before in X-Men Apocalypse?
No.
Okay, so everything you've done before. I'm like trying to get as much as I can.
I know, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
It wasn't a super physical
okay.
role necessarily. It was... It's just a really cool role.
Great.
But working with, like, watching Bryan Singer do his thing yeah. again was really, really cool. Because there isn't more of a nerd when it comes to X-Men
yeah.
than Bryan Singer. And he is so passionate about it. And so he just knows the characters. He knows even if he doesn't know exactly what he wants, like, he will walk through the scene and just act out everybody's parts until he figures out what his, you know, what his goal for the scene is. And, you yeah. know, you kind of wait and you're like, okay, he's laying on the ground now and he's up on that. And he's, you know, like, he's really connecting with everybody's roles, which maybe that drives some people crazy. I thought it was pretty awesome to watch. And just his sheer passion for it was, yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. I just can't wait for this movie. I'm dying inside.
I know, the last trailer.
Oh, yeah, amazing. It's killing me. With excitement, I mean.
I know.
Are there any other projects coming up that you can tease?
Oh, man, there's so many. Well, TV-wise, just finished a role on Unreal, which is
kind of
a super cool show that I watched, it's a great guilty pleasure show, but it's good, you know?
Yeah.
And so I watched the first season of that on my own, and then this audition came up, I was like, oh, I would love to get this because I love the show. I know it's a great show, and
yeah.
I love the actors on it. And
you got to play Brandy.
I got to play Brandy,
yeah,
which is really cool. So that was, and that's out June 6th.
Nice.
Crazy. It was a totally different style of filming, which was so much fun, like really fast-paced.
Yeah.
Yeah, bringing the camera through, like, sometimes three scenes, they'll just bounce, like, in one shot to people. So you just have to always be on, always
wow.
be ready. It was really cool.
That sounds so stressful.
Yeah, but it's like a challenge. So
yeah.
I like that, you know. As long as you're confident with your character and what you're doing, I like the element of sort of, it really keeps you in the moment,
yeah.
you know. So you're like, you don't know what's going to happen, and you just really have to be present and just enjoy it.
Yeah.
And play. It was really fun.
It seems like you like to challenge yourself to different things, because it's every story has been, I saw this and I thought, well, that seems really difficult. I want to try that. What's the next challenge you're looking to do?
Oh, man. I mean, I'm at the very early stages of it. I have so much to learn, but I would love to direct something.
Yeah.
You know, there's not enough female directors, and especially, you know, with action. And I think it would be, yeah, I would definitely enjoy going into that direction. I'm at that age too, where I'm just like, ugh, I gotta boss people around.
Wait, that only starts at an age.
And create.
I boss people
right?
around all the time.
Well, it's like in film, there's such a hierarchy, and you're just like, underneath of people for so long, and then you're like, nah, I want to be in charge of this.
Yeah.
You know, you get to that point. So I don't have any plans for any particular project at the moment, but it's definitely something yeah. that I want to do.
Awesome. Well, thank you so mm-hmm. much for joining me, and thank you for telling me everything about X-Men Apocalypse. I feel like the whole movie's been spoiled. We're so excited. Why don't you tell people where they can find you on Twitter and Instagram and Snapchat?
Oh, yeah, Snapchat. I'm so new to that. At Mo Ganderton.
All right. And of course, you can find me online at yell.tv. That's Y-A-E-L.tv. I'm also on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, everywhere at Yell Teagle. That's Y-A-E-L-T-Y-G-I-E-L. And I have a podcast. It's called Intimate Interrogations. It's free. It's on iTunes. It's sometimes as dirty as it sounds. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you next time.
And the entire Popcorn Talk Network. We would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principals.